Hey guys.
Fuck.
Hello.
Hi.
We're back.
What up, guys?
It's been a really long time.
Did we ever figure out how long ago that was?
No.
I thought I.
It should be on the.
I think, yeah, I'm about to go check because it's been. I was telling Lauren it was over a month. Oh my God, August 4th.
Yeah,
we're almost 2 months out.
Over a month since the last episode.
Sorry.
We suck. Well, we had a lot. We have had a lot going on.
We've been busy. We have so been very busy. I guess we'll get right into updates because it just led into that. Oh, hey, Remy. I didn't shut the door all the way.
Just Remy. The door.
He's fine. It's fine. do you want to start? And get into your updates? Well, yeah. I guess Remy made his appearance for the show.
Yeah, as usual. Like, so it's back to normal. I just had a feeling he's going to tear it right down.
I like, thought so. He meticulously stepped. Right, yeah, we're live. Yeah. He's fine. Oh. Bye, guys. Right when we start, Remy's like, hey.
He's like, don't forget about me. I'm back too.
He knew.
Okay, yeah, so updates. So I think last we chatted.
Chit-chat. Chit-chat.
I announced on here that I was pregnant.
Woo! A new job.
Got a new job. So since then, I have started the job and I absolutely love it.
Hell yeah.
And I also found out that we're having a boy.
Yay! We got a little baby boy in the oven.
And we already, the name is announced too, so we can just say it. It's Riker.
Yes!
Like the prison.
Like the prison.
Except for one, it's spelled differently, R-Y-K-E-R.
Which
and
is
two, today, I'll show you what I saw on Twitter about, because Rikers Island is like known to be like horrific
the
conditions,
worst.
And I saw some stuff about it today. I'll show you after, like, it's really disgusting.
Wait, what did just tell me? What
and
did
bad.
I say?
Like, it was like photo, like, surveillance.
Is it really, like,
photos.
Guards being bad? Or?
Oh, no, it's like
oh.
the,
oh,
just
sorry,
the
I didn't realize
living
it's something...
conditions.
Oh,
yeah, like,
oh, yeah.
In there, like, it's just like really, like, pretty much inhumane, and like, I don't care if they're prisoners and they're criminals.
They're human,
like,
beings.
They're human beings.
Yeah,
like,
I'm sorry, that... sad.
You can see like people just like covered in like this is like where they're like staying. They're
so
just
they
like
don't
on
even
floors.
Have like beds for everyone.
Like they're covered in shit. And that guy's locked in a shower like as his stall or as his cell. And it's like this one like somebody clearly needs medical attention. There are no guards or anybody here. Like this is the inmates that are like trying to get him medical attention. And then there was just, like, that was the tweet, and then there's just a whole thread about it.
You know, I understand. Like, oh, God.
That's their living quarters.
That's sad. That's not...
It's really gross.
It is. That's sad. And, like, I'm sorry. Obviously, prisons are overpopulated.
Yeah.
Can we, like, get some people out of there?
Mm-hmm.
What are we doing, guys?
Like, 20 people have died there this year.
God damn.
That's really bad. I'm pretty sure it's about
just from the
it's
conditions?
Probably, yeah.
And not... Okay. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
I mean, they're not going to investigate it, of course,
no.
So...
Well, no, that's the thing. They see him as a number.
Yeah.
And would... Oh, it's so sad.
Yeah, really bad. Anyways, moving on.
Sorry, gang.
Riker. Anyway, my child. Will also probably be covered in shit at some point.
Oh, he definitely
it's okay.
will. That man, he's going to be yoked.
Oh, yeah. Apparently, he is yoked.
Oh, he is. This baby.
He is tracking to be way too big and has literal muscles in his arms already. So, that's scary.
He's his father's child.
Yeah.
It's too funny.
Yeah.
God, I'm so excited.
What updates are you going to share?
I don't know.
I feel like you've had way more life changes than me.
Man,
I don't know.
You got a
okay.
new job.
Maybe not. Maybe not. Maybe not.
I don't know. What do I have going on?
I don't know.
I don't know either. What am I doing? I finished a really good book the other day.
Yeah.
It's really
I finished a book too.
What'd you finish? Oh,
the,
My Dark Vanessa.
My Dark Vanessa.
God, that one was so...
Hard to read it.
It really was.
Like, very weird.
It was difficult. I remember, like, just sitting there, like, because... And it was from... Like, we read it from a book club.
Mm-hmm.
And, like, I think they kind of picked it because they thought it was going to be spicier. And I'm like,
it
spicy
was not
in
spicy.
The wrong ways.
Yeah.
I'm like, this is about pedophilia.
I was going to say, basically,
in my mind,
yeah.
I'm like, that guy's
trigger
a fucking
warning,
pedophile.
It's about a teenager who... has, like, an inappropriate, obviously, relationship with her 42-year-old teacher.
She was groomed.
She was 15 when it started.
Yeah. I mean, and then she was in, what, her late 20s or 30s?
It went on for, like, 20 years almost.
Yeah.
Before...
And in her mind, I don't think she could, like,
that was the,
get away from
the
him.
Weirdest thing was, like, reading it the whole entire time is, like, everyone, like, she's a victim, clearly, obviously. Oh, yeah. She's a victim. But, like, I've been in a position of, like, being a victim of something, but, like, I'm not going to have a victim mindset. Exactly,
and that's how she was. And,
like,
was.
That was really frustrating to read about. Like, I was, like, reading that, and I was like, bitch. Like, no.
I know. It was really, but then.
Like, how do you justify these things? But then, like, I've also been the person to justify things at the same time. And I'm sure, like, everybody has.
Well, and the other thing is, like, your brain's literally not developed at fucking 15. So you don't have the capacity to make a decision to engage in a relationship. Like with that. A man that old. Like, if you want to date someone your age, it's a little different. You're still not going to make the best decisions. But he literally groomed her.
And every single time that she, like, described their, like, sex...
Oh, God. It like, was, my skin would crawl.
And it was never even, like... I'm like, even when you're... Even at 15, when you're describing it, like, you're still, like, ew. Like, she was disgusted. It. Yeah. And, like, it was never...
What she wanted.
Or what she wanted. No. Or any, it was just very weird.
It was...
And it was weird to read, like, the book was good, so if you want to read it, then read it, but trigger warning, it's
It's difficult. It took me, it actually took me a while to finish that book, because I had to keep putting it down, because it was just so sad and cringe.
And it's not like, there's no, like, to me, I feel like there's not a beginning, middle, and end. It's just kind of, like, a retelling of, and it goes back in time from two different points of view, so, like, you already know how it ends.
Yeah.
In a way.
And I see, I like that part of it because it starts off, you get a young Vanessa, and then it goes into her older when, like, and it was during Me Too. I don't want to give too much away, but it was during Me Too, and he started to get, like, investigated for things. And, like, well, actually, that happened when
And he's all like, oh, it's this Me Too movement. Everybody's coming for
and
me.
And so,
like,
in her mind, she literally tried to make it into that, too. Like, she tried to trick herself into being like, these girls are fucking dumb for,
like, other girls
who were
coming forward about him specifically. Like, he had done it to other girls, and she was, like, trying to minimize their experience. And say that it wasn't that bad.
But that's because that's how she felt about her. Yeah, and I think even at the end of the book, you don't... I'm not going to give it away, but... Yeah, I'm not going to give it away. Never mind. If you want to know, DM us.
Yeah. Right. It was just weird to me. It was, like, good, but I was like... It was good. It was there's well written. I guess there's a beginning, middle, and end. There's no, like, climax. There's no, like, breaking point.
I thought there
the
was.
The whole time, it was just, like...
I love that part.
I can't believe that happened. it happened so early, I feel like...
It was, what, halfway or...
Yeah, about. Like, there's still so much more of it, so much more after that, which was fine,
and
but...
I feel like, you're right.
It wasn't... It was good. I liked it. It just, to me, wasn't like a...
I think it was really well written.
A story. I think it was very just honest and real and, like, this is what it was, which, that's fine. Yeah. That's cool. But, like, if you're looking for, like, a fiction... What do you think about... Sorry.
Pivot.
If you're looking for, like, a true fiction, like, storytelling... type of thing. It's not like it doesn't read like a fiction novel, like a fiction rom-com novel or something.
And
like that.
Even that author, is she a psychologist?
Okay.
And this is her first book too.
Her first book.
Yeah.
And she puts a disclaimer
at the very beginning.
On the very first page, and it's like, for those of you who know me and know, like, my experience, this book is not about any of my teachers or like, my direct experience or whatever, like...
But in... She actually went to a boarding school.
Yeah.
And left the boarding school early.
That doesn't give away anything, right? Because I actually took a picture of it.
No. And I think the description has that on there. It talks about how the guy's, like, under fire for stuff. Well, for rape.
The guy who...
Yeah.
Her actual person.
What was his name? Why can't I remember? Was it Henry? It wasn't Henry. What was his name?
I don't know. What the year?
What the year?
I had taken a picture of the beginning of that book because I sent it to, here it is. Yep. So she says at the beginning of the book, I'll read the paragraph real quick. I grew up in Maine and was educated there, first at a private day school in 9th and 10th grades until I withdrew for personal reasons.
Which is exactly what happened.
And later at a college.
Actually, not exactly. Sorry, I didn't give anything away.
Because of the similarities between those broad facts and certain fictional elements of My Dark Vanessa, I'm aware that readers who are loosely familiar with my background may jump to the erroneous conclusion that I am telling the secret history of those events. I am not. This is a work of fiction, and the characters and settings are entirely imaginary. Anyone who's been following the news over the past few years has seen stories that suggest the narrative of this novel recast by my imagination. Into that, I have worked... other influences such as critical trauma theory, the pop culture, and post-feminism of the early early aughts and my own complicated feelings towards Lolita, which is a novel or a poem that they read in the book.
No, it's a book. I'm pretty sure it was a book, wasn't it?
All of that is the normal process of fictional writing, but in a surfeit of caution, it bears repeating that nothing in the novel is intended as recounting any actual events. Apart from the broad parallels noted above, this is not my personal story nor that of any teachers that I know. Okay. I'm calling bullshit on all of that. Okay. I'm calling bullshit on all of it.
There's some similarities.
Yeah. I mean, like, and I feel like you can't write a book the way that that book was written without some sort of experience or, like, personal...
And I don't want to, like, speculate too much for the author's sake, but, yeah. I mean, just reading that, I was like, okay, next page.
And does she even have any other novels out? Because that came out not too long ago. Like, yeah, that's all...
that was her first. I'm pretty sure that was her first.
I know it was her first. I don't know if she's written anything since then because it didn't come out that long ago.
It was. I think it came out in... 18 or 19, right? Or was it more recent? Hang on, we could totally look this up.
Which to me, again, like, I don't know her life, but all that just kind of sounds like it was based on true events in some way, shape, or form.
Oh, 2020. Yeah. March of 2020.
So she definitely doesn't have any other books.
Yeah.
And I'm like, that's the first one and only one that you've gotten so far, and I don't know of anything else about her.
Just that. What other book were you about to ask about? I thought you were going to ask about a different book.
I don't think so.
Oh, my bad. Okay.
I don't think so.
I was trying to think. I read Lisa Jewell. Mm-hmm. I think that's her name. I read The Family Remains, which is the sequel to The Family Return. No.
Something Upstairs.
The Family Upstairs. I think it's The Family Upstairs, and then the sequel is The Family Remains. I swear to God, the sequel was better than the first one.
Really?
That never happens. I feel like that. It never happens, but I have both of them, so take it with you when you go. It was really good, actually.
I read The Seven Husbands of Evelyn Hugo, which, like, everybody's probably read at this point, but you haven't read that one.
No.
It was good. I liked it a lot. I'm just nervous because I know Netflix has the rights to it and they're going to adapt it, and I'm just worried about what they're going to do to it.
Is it a series?
I don't know. I've heard it's going to be a movie, but I think it would be better off as, like, a short series.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
We'll see what they do with it. Yeah. I started this docuseries on Netflix a couple nights ago. I still haven't finished it. It's only 3 episodes, but it's really good. I'm not, like, my bad. Normally, if I had time, I would have binged it already. Something about the heist, but it's about these two people who, like, would rob celebrities.
The Bling Ring.
Yeah. Is that what it's called?
Yeah. The Bling Ring is very well known. I also watched it. I've already finished it.
Oh, okay.
What you're talking about? Me and Jake Jeter.
It's 3 episodes,
watched
right?
it the other night.
I think people know who he is by
He's
now.
He's fine. Yeah, so The Bling Ring, you've never heard of The Bling Ring before?
Mm-hmm. What? I don't think
There's
so.
There's, like, a movie about it and everything.
It's literally
these teenagers who robbed a bunch
celebrities.
Of celebrities.
Like, literally just found out where they lived, Google mapped how to get to their house, and then fucking robbed them. I still haven't finished it. Why aren't 2000s. They in jail? Don't tell me. But they're doing the whole documentary. I'm like, you should fucking be in jail. You should be in jail. This is targeted burglary.
Yeah.
Like, I'm sorry, if they had been a different race, they would have been locked away.
And not, like, exactly. The valley and all that other shit.
Fucking assholes. I was like, you guys actually belong in jail.
Like millions of dollars worth.
Fucking assholes. I'm annoyed now. I'm also jealous that I didn't do it, but a little fucking annoyed.
I won't tell you how it ends, but
okay. I'll try and finish it.
I'm surprised that you've never heard of it before, because that's, like, a very well known thing. There's, like, a whole ass movie about it.
I didn't know. I need to watch the movie too. Did you hear about
the actual people? So the Netflix documentary is the actual people who did it.
Oh yeah, it's them being interviewed.
But the book is, or I'm sorry, the movie is obviously not.
Okay.
And both of them say that they kind of have, like, a distaste for the movie, that it's, like, not very accurate to how it actually was.
I don't trust them for shit anyway. I know. I'm sorry.
Like, I'm sorry.
When
they sit there and go back and forth, and he's like, she wasn't like that. And she's like, he wasn't like. Like, they sit there and I'm like, both of you are literal liars.
See,
like, I don't trust either of you. I don't even know.
Every time they asked him, like, do you think you did anything wrong or do you feel bad any remorse? And he's like, no.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'm stealing from the rich. Like, yeah. Who cares? They fucking, it's still, regardless of if you think they fairly earned it's theirs, you can't steal it because you want it. I'm like, this is, and it's not even like way. It's Robin Hood where, like, they're giving to the poor. No, they're stealing from the rich and keeping it to make themselves rich.
Yeah,
fuck off.
Yeah,
it was
and
the
they didn't
weirdest
even, like,
thing.
I feel like they didn't even do, like, they did nothing. It was just
I want to know why they're in jail. I actually need to, because every time they did something, it was, like, maximum sentence, 15 years. And I'm like, oh, I'm adding up. That's two life sentences already, so what the fuck? Mm-hmm. So annoying. Now, I don't know if you've watched this on Netflix, but, or if you remember the story. I vaguely remember the story, but it's about the mom who, her and her, like, cult church leader boyfriend, like, basically kill her husband, or, like, the father, no, her husband, and then her kids go missing, and everyone's like, show us where your two kids are and we'll back the fuck off. And it's like police going to her and like, you have to show us proof that your kids are alive and well, or like, you're gonna be arrested. She literally killed her fucking kids.
Are you kidding me?
Dead ass. It came out like, well, it happened a while ago, like, I remember seeing it. I probably described it so poorly just now. She basically got in with the, what's the one church, they abbreviate into three letters. They're prominent in, like, Arizona, Texas area. Come on, you should know this.
I live there.
Fuck, this is gonna bug me. This is,
is it like a real religion, or is it?
Yeah, well, kinda. It's like,
you're not talking about Latter-day Saints.
Yes,
are you?
Okay. Yes. I was like, it's kind of real. That was my first initial thought,
but I didn't want to say it because I didn't want to be wrong.
What is that? LDS. Yeah, LDS, that sounds right. So they're LDS, but like extreme. And I don't know that religion super well, or belief, or whatever it's called. I don't know, because like Scientology is technically religion, but like, what the fuck are they doing? So, but they honestly gave me like Scientologist vibes. But then the fact that she's like, just her kids go missing. She says they're with other people, or like they're here, and like she's not like telling her kids anything. She has two other kids, or one other kid. She's like not telling them anything, and then they finally find the remains on the church guys. That's disgusting. Did you find it?
I just looked up Latter-day Saints to see.
And then look up mom murderer. It'll literally pull up.
Mom?
I'm so serious. I'm dead ass if you type that in and do mom. I'm doing it.
Okay, so I'm reading this. It says, how is LDS different from Christianity? One of the preeminent responses given by non-Mormons. So they're pretty much Mormon, or they're closely related to Mormon. They don't mind being called Mormons, but maybe Mormons are offended by being called Latter-day Saints.
Doomsday Mom, is that it?
It says their biggest difference from Christianity is they do not believe in the Trinity.
They also, this is it, they also think that only a handful of people are getting into heaven. So it's kind of like,
that's more,
isn't that Scientology? I think Scientology definitely thinks that.
What do we are the last people.
We are. Yeah, let's keep talking about religion like we know what the fuck is going on.
Like, religions we're not a part of. But also, it's like general, these are like common knowledge things.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah. So her name, the mom's name was Lori. This is her. Oh, fuck off. And then that's the husband that she killed.
Okay. Is that
her
son?
She had her brother. That's the only son that's still alive. He was older than the other two. And then she killed her daughter and these two.
Stop.
Yeah. They adopted a special needs child, and they she killed him guilty. Too. Oh yeah. What was her name again? Chad, and some, the guy's name was Chad. Lori. Chad. LDS. Just fucking Chads. Let me go back to that.
You put Laura.
Oh, thanks. Someone help me. Sins of My Mother. Is that what it was called?
Sins of My Mother. Okay, I've heard of that.
That might be the documentary.
That is the new that's new on Netflix right now.
Okay, well, then that must be it. Because I thought you would have seen this by now.
I've heard of Sins of Our Mother, or Sins of My Mother, like, recently.
Okay. Whoa, what? Sorry, guys. I don't actually know what I'm doing right now.
I'm so interested in Latter-day Saints now.
Oh, we're going to do a whole episode
on I'm on their
on
website.
It. This is her fucking
it's
bitch.
churchofjesuschrist.org.
Oh, see, that's the daughter she killed, and that's the son. Literally disgusting. Like, this poor baby. She
okay,
was...
I've seen her.
Yep. Yep.
I've seen, like, that picture of her in the courtroom.
Yeah, so when did she actually do this?
Okay, Lori Vallow.
Yeah.
I think Morbid did an episode on her. I never listened to it, but that's where I've seen her picture. If not, then I saw her picture when I was looking at Morbid stuff. Okay. Morbid is a podcast. A true crime podcast.
Okay. Sins of Our Mother. Yeah. It's called Sins of Our Mother. It's on Netflix.
Came out like 2 weeks ago.
Yeah. Okay. Well, I binged it. It's so fucking good.
Okay.
but really sad. I mean, the fact that the whole time her kids are missing, she's just acting like nothing's wrong and everything's okay. And granted, I think she was probably manipulated by the church. I don't know.
Well, I feel like, I don't know. I have to personally know, because I feel like some people are, like, victims of those, like, churches growing up. But when you become an adult, like...
And also, you killed your fucking kids because of your religion. Exactly. Like, that's where I'm having a major issue with this. Like, you want to... But she did it because she said they were dark. So I guess there's a rating scale in LDS.
Like, their skin or, like, their
soul. So she was to the point where she was talking to prophets. Or no, she was a prophet. She thought she was a prophet because she was talking to God. And God told her that her kids were dark. These two. Only these two. The older one was fine. And they have a level. So it's like, I can't remember what it's 1 through 4, but it's like 4, I can't remember. But like there's a good side and a dark side. So it's like 4D. And her kids were like one of the bad dark ones. So she literally killed them. And I'm like, you're mentally ill also, by the way. You're not just...
That's what I'm saying. Like, if she was raised in that, I understand why she thinks that way. But when you become an adult, like, you need to get the fuck over yourself and get a grip on reality.
Well, especially when you become a parent. Yeah, exactly. When you become a parent. Especially when kids are involved.
If nothing else in your life is going to make you change, like, if it's not your kids, nothing else will.
Which, I'm sorry, like, this might not be a hot take, but, like, you should change when you have kids.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. You should still be you, but... Your day-to-day your is priorities change. Exactly. So that's why I'm kind of like, no, people, no.
And,
no.
like, your outlook on a lot of different things change.
Yeah, well, you're not only thinking about yourself anymore. Yeah. That's the thing. But homegirl, like, oh, it's so sad.
I'm sorry, is this supposed to be Jesus Christ?
That is Jesus. Are you hot. On their website?
Yes.
Jesus is hot. Whatever model they used, we should get the model's name. That's your mom be like, so, Jesus.
Our episode title, Jesus is hot.
We're definitely going to hell.
I know, whatever.
Oh, my poor mom. She hates that for me. She does. That's like one she thing hates that really. For me. She's always sad. She's like, we might not spend eternity together. I'm like, Mom. I know. It broke my heart. I was like, I'll be there. I was like, well, think about it. I'm like, your heaven would include me.
Yeah, right?
So by default, I'm slipping in there, right? Like, I'm coming.
In your heaven, I'm there.
Exactly. So I'm like, there. Don't worry about it.
In my afterlife, we'll talk about it. Wait, this is, I don't know why this just reminded me. We're sitting here and we're like, damn, we haven't recorded in a while. Like, let's look back on our notepads to see, like, we always jot down things that we want to talk about, and then it's been so long that, like, half of it's irrelevant now. Except for this one thing Katie said, which usually I'm aware of them, like, usually she'll tell me. This one I haven't heard before.
And I don't know where it came from. That's what's bugging me. Like, I thought I said it to you so confidently because I was like, I know this is an inside joke between us.
And I was like, oh, we got to talk about that.
So basically, I have all my...
I just want to know.
So on my updates, maybe I was just like really fucked up and thinking about it. And maybe. I was like, I wonder. Know. So in my notes, it verbatim says, is swallowing a form of cannibalism? We want to know, guys. Is it?
I feel like we can open this up into, like, such debate. Like, we could talk about...
There's so...
Like abortion and, like, is an abortion... Are you killing a fetus if you swallow it? Oh, my God. Why did those words just come out of my mouth?
I'm dying.
Holy shit.
So not only are you a cannibal, you're now a fucking murderer.
All right, there's a lot of information
about
this.
So I'm not alone in my thoughts.
There's a lot of information. Of course, people are going to turn this into a way for it to not be cannibalism.
Assholes, we want to hear the facts on why it is.
It is cannibalism. So this Reddit thread says... If you swallow sperm, is it cannibalism? And the first response says, so what you're saying is you were raised Catholic. Poor child.
That's the best thing I've ever...
I can't. Okay, go away. I don't have Reddit as an app, so it always makes me, like, do weird shit.
Click around.
Someone said, I guess if you chew your fingernails, that makes you a cannibal as well.
That's not as much fun, though.
Well, first of all, do people who chew their fingernails
eat
swallow
it?
Them?
Ew.
Because stop doing that.
Actually, that is pretty gross. You can be a cannibal for that one. That's so bad.
If sperm are human cells, why is swallowing not considered cannibalism?
Agreed, it is.
Arguably, sperm that hasn't reached adulthood by the time a male ejaculates aren't really adult enough to be human, so it's not really cannibalism. This is just a Reddit. This
oh,
is just,
okay, I was like, excuse
this
me.
This is just a Reddit.
We're getting scientifical on you guys.
Someone said... Stop. It's only half of a cell, so it's just cannib. That's only half of the word.
Cannib.
Cannib.
Okay, so if you swallow, you're a cannib.
You're a cannib.
You're a cannib.
So it's child abuse? I'm sorry, the response. Arguably, children are not human, so therefore it's cannib.
I fucking love Reddit.
Someone said, forget about that. So if it's, this is hilarious. I'm sorry. I don't use Reddit, but this is fucking funny. Forget about that. So if it's neither cannibalism nor child abuse, what is it? I think we got ourselves a mystery. Animal abuse, maybe?
Animal abuse.
Someone's response, it's just, quote, a little salty, unquote, according to her.
Oh, God.
You may be onto something here. They do say that dolphins are as intelligent as humans, but they are not humans. Okay, that's irrelevant.
It really also, we know. Like,
there's humans that are not as intelligent as other humans. So.
I know dolphins that are smarter than a lot of humans.
I know literally specks of dust that are smarter than some humans. I know those specks of dust personally.
We're great friends, we talk.
It really does depend on if one of the sperms was going to be called Peter. If so, then using a systemic crime chart, we can deduce that eating sperm is eating Peter, and Peter is animal protection. Yes, you're right. Eating sperm is animal abuse. We did it.
Full right, circle.
We need to get off.
We could spend all day on Reddit. That's, honestly, though, I think it is.
You think it is cannibalism?
Yeah.
Why?
Because it's...
Because I know that your thought... I know, like, how... I want to know. Because I know that to you, like, and to me, and to science, like, a sperm is not... a living human.
Right. It's...
So if you...
It's part of a human.
It's human form.
Yeah. I mean, just... Well, then you could argue if I...
Or it's part of a human.
If
yeah.
I spit in someone's mouth, they're a cannibal now.
What the fuck is happening right now? I need to know. I need to know more.
I think we need to find a peer-reviewed journal on the topic... and really get to the bottom of this. So if you're a doctor...
Cannibalism is, by definition, eating of the flesh.
Oh.
So skin,
so
meat.
If you eat the dick.
Yeah.
Oh, well,
so
the dick's in your
semen,
mouth when you swallow.
Semen is not flesh. Semen is a combination of excretions and sperm. Neither one of them constitute as flesh.
Okay, well then no. Neither is my spit theory.
Oh, this makes sense. Calling swallowing cannibalism would be like calling a baby drinking its mother's milk cannibalism. Because it's just a secretion.
I'm sorry, can we start calling babies cannibals too?
Someone commented, drinking of a mother's milk cannibalism. Yeah, LOL. I just spit water all over my computer when I read this question. Swallowing isn't cannibalism unless you actually swallow human flesh. And someone said, are you sure? Isn't it like eating little babies?
Oh my god. Little baby flesh.
Someone said, yes, it's the exact same thing as frying up your neighbor and digging in. We need to get off the internet. So bad.
But I really want to know why that was in my notes.
I
thought it was because
need
of
to clear my search history.
Yeah, oh, we're gonna have some weird search.
I'm confused, but I guess.
Well, if the definition of cannibalism is
flesh,
then no. So no, you can swallow.
I was gonna say
be...
something, but I'm gonna absolutely not say it because.
No, say it.
I was gonna say.
Whisper it. I was gonna say.
Like, because to me, I say this all the time with everything. Like, for me, everything is about, like, intention. Like, you could do the wrong thing, but, like, what were your intentions?
Yeah.
And I'm like, cannibalism, like, eating human flesh, but, like.
Did you mean
what
to?
Was your intention? What was your intention
were
behind
you trying
that?
Trying to get more protein?
Like, was it an accident somehow?
Did
I don't,
you just run into Dahmer?
I don't know.
Like, what's going on?
Like, what's your intention?
What the fuck?
I need to stop. This
no,
is so
we're
bad.
Fine. This is great.
Anyways, what else were we going to talk about?
We could probably end on that shit.
Oh, we were talking about The Bachelorette.
Oh, yeah.
Because we were, like, kind of giving weekly updates on that, but then we didn't record for a month and a half. We missed the whole last half of the season. So.
So if you haven't watched by
it's
now,
it's over. So we're going to spoil it if you haven't seen it.
Spoil. Tino can suck a dick. He should go be a non-cannibal.
I need to get in depth with this, actually, because I have a lot to say about it. Because,
get going.
One, I've never liked Tino from the beginning.
Something was off.
Not that I didn't like him.
I thought he was hot.
I thought he was... See, I don't think he's that attractive.
I think once he talks, it
And also,
away.
He reminds me of somebody, and I won't say who on here, but I'll tell you after. Who
is someone we
you're
went
to... absolutely never going to know. You're never going to guess, and okay. I don't know why they remind me of this person. They're not even of the same sex.
Oh, definitely not thinking of what you're thinking then.
Or race or anything. Like, it's just weird and I don't know why. But I told it to Jake and he even was like, I can see a little bit what you're saying. So I don't know what it is. It was like weird. Anyways, I never like didn't like him, but I also never like I liked other people way more. Like I loved Avon.
Nick. Nick. Oh, that wasn't even Rachel's person.
I was like, who the fuck is Nick?
Yeah, Nick was the one that got sent home by Gabby because she was like, I don't know if I want to be a mom. The one that I loved. Oh, he should have been the bachelor. Oh.
The black guy?
It is Nick. Yeah. Nick. Oh, it is Nate. You're right.
I was like, God, who the fuck is Nick? I missed something.
I just sucked
loved
with names.
Loved him.
Oh, yeah. So great.
But yeah, no. I don't know. Tino was never like, I was like, he's probably going to go far because they had an instant connection, which they did. But like... Yeah. Not my cup of tea,
I guess. Also, that man sweats like no one I've ever seen
really
before.
Really bad. And then after seeing his parents, we never even talked about that. We didn't get that far.
Fuck them.
Like, when she met his parents, that was the most awkward. I don't know how that girl cried 800,000 times in the season and held her shit together for that.
Just background, his parents weren't supportive of the whole thing, and they were obviously skeptical.
They weren't supportive
of the
process. They weren't supportive of...
any of it. Her, they,
anything.
They said she just wanted an engagement, which true.
And that's fine to not be supportive of the process and whatever, but like...
Support your kid.
It's your kid. And also, like, you don't know her.
Exactly.
And like, they came at... It all was like about her. It was like about the process, but they were making it about her
they
specifically.
Said she
They're
was...
like, oh, here you are for round two. Like, you don't know her.
Exactly.
And like, her and Gabby are literally here because they got... fucked over
exactly.
horrifically. Like,
so
they didn't
bad.
Want to be the Bachelorettes. They were
Wanting
both
to
about
be with
to
him.
Be with Clayton. Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, no. But my biggest issue, like, if I ever went on that show, ever brought someone home, my dad would probably act the same. Because that's just how he... No. He wouldn't just be a straight-up dick.
Yeah.
But, like, he'd be skeptical. He'd be a little more reserved. But you don't straight-up be a fucking dick to people who are in your home. That's what bugs me. You're still hosting someone. And also, this is on national TV.
Yeah, like, how are you not embarrassed?
Exactly. I'm just like, behave. Like,
it was
be
really,
fucking
It
behave.
Was really bad. And, like, I'm not even... I loved Rachel when she was on Clayton's season. I really liked her. I thought she was, like... different and fun and like they actually had
a good
connection.
She's also just a badass because she's a pilot.
She's fucking awesome.
Career driven.
But I will say like
too, but
I don't know if it's just because she's paired next to Gabby who to me is like flawless.
Amazing. Yeah, Gabby like, rocks. Gabby rocks.
I still like Rachel, but
I wish the season was Gabby's.
I can see where like she can be wrong. I feel like Gabby can do no wrong. In my eyes, which is obviously not true.
No,
but
well,
like,
I kind of
I just
agree.
Feel like Gabby's a little bit more emotionally mature.
Yeah.
And a little bit more...
And she's also more sure in herself.
Secure.
I was going to
say secure.
Yep, and I think that's where a lot of
and
Rachel
is, like, gorgeous and fucking badass and successful. Like,
cool
she should
career.
Be so secure, but obviously, like,
well,
you can't just say that and make it happen.
I'm like...
But I think she still handles herself well, but there are sometimes, like, when I see her say stuff or, like, the things that she chooses to be upset about, I'm like... There's way more to be...
Yeah.
There's more stuff
she
more
picks
serious
the weirdest
here.
Shit.
I'm like, you're upset. You're hung up on this one little thing, but, like, that's not really what matters. The principle is what matters. And, like, she doesn't even stick to, like, the principle
no.
of things. She gets mad about, like,
little
things.
I
like,
agree.
When she would get mad, like, they didn't look at me. Like, nobody
no
looked at me.
No one talked to me.
And then,
like,
when people... And then she goes and cancels all the dates. And, like, well, nobody can talk to you when you cancel every damn date. Like, of course you don't know these people because you're not even taking the time to know them because you're upset about
one little thing.
Like, if you're trying to find your person, you're on crunch time here. Like, there is only a limited amount of time.
Yeah, no.
But anyways, never cared for Tino. And then once it, like, clearly... I just got, like... like narcissistic vibes from the beginning, just like the way he talks. Like the way he articulates things and he talks
too.
Is so not genuine.
It
like,
seems
I hate
like he's
that.
In a business meeting.
Yeah,
yep.
like it's too professional and it's too like articulate and too way and thought out. It's just not genuine.
At the end, like when they were like breaking up, once again, spoiler, yeah. That like he was so done. He was waiting for her to do it. He was like, oh, I can't even talk to you. And he would go outside and then he's just unwell. On the phone? Sorry. I'm like, if we're in the middle of a conversation about the future of our relationship and you step outside to make a phone call.
And then he says, sorry, I had to talk to someone. Who is more important to talk to right now? Oh my God. Like, who is more important to talk to right now than me right in front of you? And, like, his shirt was off. I was so confused by all of that. I was so confused.
Fucking weird. Also,
devil's advocate here.
Never.
Rachel, I feel like, okay, one, he cheated on her. Point blank, go fuck yourself. You're done. It's over.
After
I don't care.
After you propose, you shouldn't go kiss someone else. You need to do anything.
Else. But like, I think that she just really out. Wanted, and this goes into, like, her not being secure, whatever. One, again, didn't even seem distraught. Like, not a tear shed.
Maybe
for,
she lost her shit before that, though.
Maybe, I'm because sure she had found out before that. Yeah. But for her to keep her composure, I guess good for her. But
I mean, I feel like she was pretty done at that point, and
that's what I'm saying.
She,
so that's
she
my
was
thing.
Still giving him a chance.
That's what I'm saying. Her mind was made up.
Yeah. Which, good.
Her mind was already made
Maybe
up.
Maybe he was feeling that, and that's why he was being rightfully such a fucking fool.
Rightfully so. But then, like, for her to sit there and repeatedly tell him, I want to know everything that happened. I want you to explain it to me. I want, like, she, there were certain things she just wanted him to say.
Yeah.
But it didn't matter, because her mind was made up already. And then once he said it, takes the ring off, I'm done.
Literally,
I was like, good. Okay. Good. Like,
but it also bugged me how he spun everything on her. So
I'm
like,
sorry, this man brought out a notebook.
Where he jotted down little things that she had
she
said that
had
were
said
mean to
that
him.
Were mean to him that made him feel like he
and
needed to cheat.
And half of it wasn't even true.
That's the thing is, like, one, what fucking weirdo does that? Like, preemptively writes down, this, all of this literally to
calculated.
Me was like. Like, the whole entire time was all I could think. But yeah, like, to have already written down stuff that, like, she said that made you feel a certain type of way. I don't give a flying fuck what she said to you.
No.
You don't cheat on her. No. Break up. End it. Break her heart and say, you're going to talk to me like this. We're done.
Exactly.
Don't cheat on her.
In the moment, and what did he even say? She said something about ending the engagement, taking the ring off. What
yeah,
was it?
He
it
was like, you said, like when that. You said that. You were giving me back the ring. She's like, I didn't say I was giving you back the ring. I said that if we are not going to be engaged anymore and we're going to go back to dating, that I'm not going to wear the ring.
And he just picked
that's logical.
Pieces that benefited him and yeah. then threw it back in her face.
And she said that like 100 times, like, that's not what I said. That's yeah. not what I said.
You can tell. She was like, look me in the eyes and lie to me again. I was
I
like,
really want to know, though, what
I
the
want that
whole...
tattooed on me. Look me in the eyes. I'm going to get my forehead.
And lie to me again. And Tino, right before the Tino. But when then they went to after the final rose, and obviously, like, they were done, not together. Mm-hmm. And, like, I really want to know what all this, like, personal stuff is, because they kept both, you could tell that neither one of them were given the full truth. Like, there's something else, like,
that happened.
They were like, do you even want to know why I was, she was like, do you want to know why I was saying things like that? Because I don't think you want me to
and
air
he
that out.
Literally was, he kind of backed down, but then he also held on a little bit.
I
and
think,
I was like,
I think they were, like, pushing,
out.
Like, who is gonna. Who's going to say, like, they clearly both don't want it because at that point, if I was Rachel and I really didn't give a fuck about his feelings and he cheated on me, I would have been, like, airing it all out, dirty laundry everywhere.
Yeah.
And Tino, if you really feel like she
did something
wrong, like, that
you
feel justified,
it, first of all,
why
you
are you protecting
you
her? Which, like, depending on what it is, I guess, but I want to know. I want to know what
America
it was.
America needs to know.
And Tino apparently went on Nick Vile's podcast. I'm sure something about it came out on there, but I don't know. I don't think it's been released yet, but it was recorded like last week.
Maybe we'll find out. Probably not. I feel like he's not going to out himself if anything. He's just going to make some up.
He might now that it's all over.
I think it's going to be bullshit, though. I think anything he says is going to be an
yeah.
absolute
and
fucking
also,
lie.
He's on Nick's podcast, and Nick is, like, a big-ass instigator, and him and Rachel already don't fuck with each other. Like, he's been, like, very...
So he's probably giving him a platform
in supportive
to
of exactly. He's giving him a platform to dog yeah. out Rachel, because he's been dogging out Rachel the whole time.
Why?
Because he sucks. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't like him.
I was like, that's weird. What does she fucking do?
Be, like... successful probably.
Oh, isn't he a pilot or is that Pilot Pete?
No, that's
Pilot
Pete.
They look alike.
Anyways.
I'm not watching next season, by the way. The Bachelor.
I'm sorry, it's gonna be the most boring thing
Zach?
Ever.
Zach? Why'd they pick him? First of all,
Stop.
Who is he? I'm sorry.
He was the final three. We're like, who is this guy?
No, because on the season that just ended. He was the one who had the overnight and was basically and, like something happened and we like.
And then like she just was different after whatever, and she also like didn't give a fuck about that because again her mind was already made up and it was Tino.
You could tell.
Which big fuck up because Aven was so much better.
Well, maybe they'll end up every together. Level.
I know. I hope that they do.
I think, well, no, because neither of them picked each other. That's when what I'm saying. When they had the opportunity, like, neither of them picked.
I maybe hope that they do. Maybe they'll
come back together. Like, later, well, take some because
he showed
time.
Up on the
Yeah, another
thing.
Spoiler.
Yeah, he showed up after the final rose, which also was fucking hilarious. But Tino's honestly, like, there. Tino got, like, I'm not going to say he deserved it, but, like.
No, he deserved that.
He was brutally humiliated that whole episode.
He deserved
like,
it. Between, I'm sorry. You go and cheat and act a fucking fool.
Yeah, I agree.
You
and
should
And also,
be exposed.
I feel like that was just a little bit of justice for his family brutally embarrassing Rachel. Like.
I don't think she has any reason to be embarrassed.
I don't think she does either.
She doesn't. Like, if anyone.
But I know
that
she
whole
felt
family
like,
should
very
be embarrassed
bad.
For the way they treated a guest in their fucking house.
And then for Tino to be like, they loved you. Like, she was like, you're
Bullshit.
Lying.
She literally said, you're
literally
lying.
She was like, they hate me, actually.
Yeah.
And then his dad was wilding on Facebook.
Oh, God.
Like, his dad was posting, like, crazy
okay,
ass shit
Trump.
On Facebook.
Get the fuck
after
out
that.
Of here.
Literally, like, the most wild. Should have
what
ever seen.
Saying?
I don't have time.
You
to,
can tell me later.
Yeah,
me later.
I'll have yeah. to find again because I don't remember. But like,
oh my God.
His dad was literally posting on Facebook like crazy ass shit about the show and like about her and like all this
God,
crazy stuff.
I just don't understand. Like, one, my parents would never. Mm-hmm. Like, they would never. Mom doesn't even have social media,
yeah.
So I'm just like absolutely not. They would never act that way. And to. For what?
Yeah.
For what? Like, people already hate you. They hate your son. Like, just go back into your fucking hole
yeah.
and let it be. Like,
yeah.
you don't need to be in this environment and associated with the show. That's the thing. Like,
yeah.
you want to let go of all this? Let it the fuck go.
Yeah.
You didn't want to be associated with it. You
yeah.
didn't want her to be your daughter-in-law. Like,
now
so
you're
stop.
Just trying to get attention off
yeah.
of it. Yeah,
so it's
I
like,
know.
Fuck off.
I just,
Which
Tino was, like, so
to...
disingenuous to me the whole entire time. And now,
oh, yeah.
like, even after it all just was, like. Which...
How did Jeter feel?
I made him, cause he's watched like a few episodes with me, but I give him like play by plays on
yeah.
every episode. So he's always with it. And after I was watching after the final rose, I was like, this is madness. You need to watch it. So I made him go back and I just showed him like their fight in the apartment
yeah.
or whatever. He doesn't like Rachel that much. So.
I mean, you know my opinion.
He also was like, Tino fucking sucks.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Tino
no,
sucks.
Like all that's great, but he's just like, I could not be with her. She's. I think it's the insecurity thing.
Well,
which,
he's
you
dealt
know,
with.
You know.
So he can't.
Yeah. So he's like the insecurity and like she's crazy like kind of thing. Like just with how she's
well,
like, I want you to say this, 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 this. But then like it really doesn't change your opinion
it's
anyway.
It's kind of like with Love is Blind how he hated that one couple because the one girl was so needy and
yeah.
always needed reassurance.
Yeah.
And it's just like,
yeah.
I get some people are like that.
But
like,
he also was like, this guy's fucking idiot about Tino too.
Oh, yeah.
He was like, this is all bad.
Yeah. Well, he also said, we had a conversation about it and Jeter had said, everyone goes on this show for the wrong reasons. Like you go on it to get famous and
yeah.
if you find love, you find love.
Yeah.
And I was like, that's very true.
100%.
Yeah.
And that's
Which I think
convenient
is
to like Gabby and Eric, how like they... First of all, love them. Like, I
oh,
always
yeah,
liked Eric
too.
From the beginning. And then after his hometown and, like, the whole stuff with his dad.
Mm-hmm. No.
I was like, oh, my God, I literally love this man. And then the shit came out that his ex-girlfriend released,
no,
like, texts.
Not an ex-girlfriend. Someone he talked to
yeah, oh, yeah.
before the show.
Not even technically an ex-girlfriend. They talked for a month.
A month. Like, this was not... This was blown up, and it...
What I absolutely loved was that by the time... So that all came out, like, a week before after the final rose was filmed.
Mm-hmm.
When after the final rose was filmed, like, Gabby was like, he already told me about this before they even got leaked. Like,
yeah.
so he was honest. I think he's very genuine. Like, the whole entire show, I've always thought, like, they had a genuine connection, and I think he's a very genuine
yeah.
person.
And that's the thing. He could have come on for a career.
100%.
Whatever.
Like, and Gabby literally said that, and she's like, well, guess what? He didn't get any opportunities, and he got me, so we're good to go. Like, that's what he got out of this was me. She was like... I understand his intentions coming on here might have been, like, for something else, but then he met me, and
it's fine now.
Things change, and whatever.
Hopefully
and she was,
that is the case, but, like...
And she literally, like, went on a podcast the next day, and she was like, he left with me and no opportunities, so I was like, well, he might have some,
he's
but...
He's gonna be just fine.
He's, like, sitting at Dancing with the Stars watching her every
no.
Monday night, so, like, and one, that they addressed it and cleared the air on that,
mm-hmm.
and, like, the fact that she had already known about it before it came out made me feel better, too,
yeah.
like, he wasn't really trying to lie and hide, and I totally get, also... Not having any intentions with somebody when you first start or, like, getting into some... that text that I sent about Jake a year ago. Aww. That said, wait, should I read that?
Yes.
It's not funny. It's so actually bad.
Really, well, it's not now. Well, it's funny now because.
It is funny now.
Where are you going to go? What are you going to do now?
I'll pull it up.
This is fucking hilarious.
This was a text that I had sent to one of my friends. So I'm pretty sure everybody knows, like, me and Jeter, like, worked together years ago. Mm-hmm. And he had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. So we never spoke to each other. Literally, like, we barely ever talked at work. Like, he had a girlfriend, I had a boyfriend. That was that. But I was always like, oh, he's hot, though. Like,
I think that's probably why you guys didn't give yourself a chance to, like, connect and get to know each other better, because you were like, something's there.
It would just, like, people would just, whatever. So we never talked, whatever. And then last year, around September, when I, like, kind of picked up on social media that he was single, and I was also single, I was like,
Now's my chance.
But I'm also not forward, not going to... You're not going to
approach someone and tell them they have a hot mustache?
No, what? Not going to do it. But I found this text that I sent to, this was during my, like, I need to explore my
options
phase.
See what's out there.
That I sent to my friend, and it said, I added someone to my list. My list.
My roster.
Like, I was like.
We knew what you meant.
I was picking people, and it was going to happen. And it literally says, of people I'm trying to bang. And then I was like, explained who it was. I was like, old bouncer at my job, blah, 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 blah. I was like, he always had a girlfriend. I always had a boyfriend, but I just saw they broke up. Then I said, it's a J name, though. And he's ex-Marine, so major red flags, and will only be banging and will not date.
Ma'am, you're pregnant. Y'all are moving in together.
A year later, I'm 5 months pregnant with his child, and we move in together this weekend, so there's that.
Oh my god.
My friend was like, oh, bless, not a J-name Marine. And I was like,
Those are the two red flags.
Here we are.
No to J-names and no to Marines.
Which I told him the very first day that he messaged me and was like, came to see me at work, again, after we're both single, and said, he like sat down and I was like, oh yeah. You're bad news. Like, you're all bad.
Trouble.
Everything's bad about you.
Trouble. Everything's bad about you.
Yeah.
And now look at you.
Now here
God,
we are.
It makes me happy.
It's really funny. Funny story. And that's, like, not the... That's, like, the funniest text I think I have. But, like, there was another text. This one's a little...
Was this the one to him?
No, this was the one to...
The one to him was wild. I remember when you sent that and I was like, Sabrina! We're not going to share that one just yet. Tune in next week. Maybe we will. That one was crazy. I was like, good, shut him the fuck down. And then in my mind, I'm like, this bitch, she's going to be hooked.
Yeah, I was like, sir, I'm not trying to date right now.
You literally said that. You did.
Oops.
He was like, that's fine. I think you're the one.
He's like, anyways, whatever you want to do, I'll work at your pace. And I'm like, my pace is apparently knock me up in 3 months and we're going to be good to go forever.
When did you make it official?
Well,
he just basically said you're my
girlfriend. He literally told me I was his girlfriend, but that wasn't until, like, months after we were talking, because I was very hesitant.
That was probably, what, like, May, July?
I think it was, like, May.
May to July or something like
that? I think
it
was May.
Okay.
Or, yeah, I think it was May. Maybe. But, I mean, we had only been with each other in the same way since February.
Since you guys literally started talking, like, even just you...
Like,
doing
platonically.
That shit. Yeah, I was like, you hadn't been seeing anyone.
I hadn't, and I didn't talk to anyone after that. He didn't talk to anyone after that.
And I was like, hey, maybe that's a sign. You were like, no.
Yeah, and like the night that he came into work, he was like talking about, because he also was like newly single and was like on the dating app. He was like fresher into it than I was like on the tail end
of
like
Jeter.
Kind of getting old.
Oh,
yeah, duh.
Jeter.
So he was all about Tinder. My first text to him.
He was our insight into a guy's dating life.
Yeah.
This was him. On the prowl, and then he sat then down for the pod, down. And he's like, oh, that's the girl, that's the one I want, that's her.
And I literally the next week deleted all the dating apps. I know, but he, like, had sent me a message on Instagram and was like, whatever, I said something about, like, good luck with your, you know, adventures, like, your little, all your things that you're doing, and he was like, well, here's my number, like, anytime you want to hang out, like, I'll cancel on any of them. And so I texted him, and I was, like, looking forward to, like, ruining some Tinder hoes day one day. And then I ruined all of them.
All of them. Never again will these bitches.
They all got canceled.
They all were.
Wow, that's so funny.
It makes me really happy, actually.
Anyways, that's not what we're supposed to be talking about.
No, I like that better.
Gabby,
that was a good little segue there.
I know. Actually, we're almost an hour in.
Yeah, and we gotta go soon.
We need to chill.
Okay.
I was like, I don't think I have anything else. I was going
to
share.
He's going to listen to this episode and be like, what the actual fuck?
He's going to be like, you made me look so fucking thirsty. We did too. Sorry, Jeter. You're not. We all knew that she wanted it too. She just wouldn't admit it.
Clearly. I wanted it a year before it ever even happened. So.
That's what I think. I'm like, we've all known. We've all known. And I even remember like you telling me, you're like, I'm never going to date him, but he's hot as fuck. And I was like.
And because also I had a total misperception of him. I thought he was like, because of.
Well, the Marine.
One, he was an ex-Marine.
Yeah.
Two, just the way he looks. And three, the biggest reason was the person who he was dating and her friends. I just made the assumption that he was like-minded with them.
Yeah, which is fair because you hang out with people who are similar to you or you adopt
and also views. And like the ex-military thing was a big one too. That makes sense that he's like that if he's whatever. And so I had already written him off. I was like, you know what, I'll do this, but... Like, we're never going to get along. We're not. He's not going to fuck with me. I'm not going to fuck with him.
Turns out.
All that was not true. Turns out he's nothing like anything that I thought he was at all.
Which, thank God, because he's fucking great. Like, that's my thing. Like, it's very rare that I find, like, a friend that's always going to be cool to hang out with. Like, always nice to everyone. Like, genuinely just good fucking guy. Mm-hmm. And that's him. And, like, Show Guy says it all the fucking time. I'm like, you would go gay for him.
Yeah, they
like,
love each other.
They are obsessed with each other. I'm like,
they're going to be so happy to see each other
tonight. Oh, my God, the little boyfriends reunite. But every time we say that shit, they just start scissoring.
Because we're always, like, suck each other's dicks, why don't you? Because they, like, love each other. And then they'll start doing, like, scissoring motions at me and Katie.
I almost said his name. What did Show Guy say the other day where he was like, when you play rock, paper, scissors, what do you throw? And I was like, what? It changes every time. And he goes, fucking, and he just starts doing the scissor motion at me and Sabrina. I was like, fuck off. I was like, that's you guys. You guys are out here fucking rubbing your dicks together.
Yeah, really.
I don't even think that's how it works. Could you just like rub it?
I mean, you could, I guess.
I'm going to ask if they rub their dicks together. Okay. Well, people who assume that lesbians just go like this.
Yeah.
Who like, the fuck? What are you doing? Like, that's not them giving yourself. You guys said it about lesbians. I'm going to say it about gay guys, too. Just touch your dicks together. Okay.
Anyways, cannibalism.
Actually, sucking dick, too.
I mean, that's more cannibalistic than you could get some skin. Swallowing semen.
Oh, my God. The thought of having dick skin in my mouth. Okay, guys. I'm Katie.
Sabrina.
Well, hopefully see you guys next week. Bye.
Bye. No random acts.
No random acts.